This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Years ago, I received an invitation to a seminar that was in Columbus, Ohio, by a Dr. Richard Kirschner. Dr. Kirschner believed that there were six types of difficult people that you have to work with. There are six types of difficult people. See if you recognize anybody that I give in this list. Number one, the dictators. They bully, they cajole, they intimidate. They're blunt to the point of being insulting. They're constant, demanding, and brutally critical. These folks give you ulcers, the dictators. Don't raise your hands if any of these fit you. I'm just reading these. Number two, the passives. You can spot them with their deadpan faces, their weak handshakes, and their blank stares. Avoiding conflict and controversy at all costs, these people never offer ideas or opinions, never let you know where they stand. Number three, the complainers. Is anything ever right with these people? You get the feeling that they would rather complain about things than change them, even though they're often right. Their negativity and nitpicking turn people off. Number four, the know-it-alls. They're experts on everything. They can be arrogant. They usually have an opinion on any issue. Yet when they're wrong, they pass the buck or become defensive. Number five, the no people, N-O people. Negative and pessimistic. They're quick to point out why something won't work. Worse, they're inflexible and they resist change. They can throw a wet blanket over an entire organization. All of that to lead into the sixth one. People who are called by Dr. Kirschner the yes people. The yes people. What are the yes people? They'll agree with any commitment, promise any deadline, yet they rarely deliver. While they're always sorry and they're often charming, you just can't trust them to do what they say. The yes people. Listen very carefully. God never called you into the kingdom of God so that you could be a yes person. Would you listen to that again? God never called any man in this room, any woman in this room, into the kingdom of God just so you could be a yes person and say, Lord, I'll do this, I'll do that. There's only one problem. I'll never get around to doing it. I'll never get around to doing it. Think about all the relationships you have in life of people that you know in your own family, your extended family, your circle of friends and people you work with. People who are going to do something, there's only one problem. They never do it. Do you know people who said, we're going to take this trip, and then we're going to go here, and then we're going to take this cruise, and we're going to do that, and 20 years later, they still haven't taken that trip. Well, we're going to add on to the house someday. We're going to buy that new house. We're going to do this or that, and it never happens. I'm not attributing evil to any of that. I'm just saying that's what people do. We talk about things. Churches can do that. There's a church that I'm very familiar with in another state that 30 years ago, outgrew their property on 2 acres. They had a church about this size on 2 acres, and they just were bursting at the seams. And so they went out and they bought property, 8 or 10 acres, and said, we're going to build a new building on that property. And they put the sign up on the property. We're going to build a new facility for our church on that property. And just last year, they sold the property to get what money they could out of it so they could just stay where they're at. And for 30 years, they told people, we're going to relocate down the street and we're going to build a new church, but it never happened. Again, I'm not attributing evil or wickedness to that. I'm just saying they were great at talking about it. There was only one problem. They didn't do it. And 30 years later, they sold the property and said, we'll never do it. I want to talk to you today about being a talker or a doer. For you see, every person in this room is either a talker or a doer. And it's a topic that is interesting that James, the writer of the book of James, talks about in great detail. He gives a lot of verses to this idea of people who say they believe in the Lord and brag about the fact they believe in the Lord, but there's only one problem. It doesn't enable them to do anything.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.